Rhea had a little garden behind her house, and in that garden she liked to walk very slowly. She walked slowly so she could see everything. The fat bees sitting on the flowers, the tiny ants carrying crumbs, the way the petals felt soft and cool when she touched them gently with one finger. Tonight, the garden smelled of warm earth and sweet flowers. The sun was going down behind the trees, painting the sky the color of peaches. Rhea saw something move under the big lavender bush. Two small ears, a little pink nose, a pair of golden eyes, blinking slowly. It was a cat, small and soft and gray, curled up right there in the lavender like she had always lived there. Her fur smelled like warm sunshine and a little bit like grass. "Hello," whispered Rhea. The little cat blinked at her. That is how cats say hello. Rhea sat down very carefully on the soft, cool ground beside the lavender bush. The earth felt smooth and a little damp under her hands. Somewhere far away, a bird sang one quiet song and then stopped. The little cat yawned. Her mouth opened very wide, and Rhea could see her tiny white teeth and her tiny pink tongue. And then the cat closed her mouth again and tucked her nose under her paw. Rhea yawned too. She did not mean to. It just came out. The garden began to settle around them. The big round flowers closed their petals, slowly, slowly, like little hands folding together. The bees had gone home. The ants had gone home. Even the butterfly that had been dancing near the roses was gone now, resting somewhere quiet with her wings folded flat. The sky turned from peach to pink to soft, soft purple. The little cat purred. It was a low, rumbling sound, like a tiny kettle, like a very small engine, like the sound of everything being perfectly all right. Rhea leaned a little closer to hear it. She could smell the lavender now, warm and gentle, drifting all around her like a soft cloud. Her eyes felt heavy. The garden was so quiet. The wind moved once through the tall grass at the edge of the path. "Shh," it said, "shh." And then it was still. The little cat's eyes were closed now. Her gray sides rose and fell, rose and fell. Rhea watched her breathe for a little while. She felt the warm evening air on her arms. She felt the cool, soft ground beneath her. She felt very small and very safe and very sleepy. Rhea did not need to go anywhere. She did not need to do anything. The garden was holding her, quiet and kind, and the little gray cat was breathing slowly beside her, and the first star had appeared in the purple sky above the trees, faint and still. She closed her eyes. And in the soft, soft quiet of the garden, with the smell of lavender all around her and the sound of a small cat purring close by, Rhea let the night come gently down.